Thank you. Nice rendition of On a Clear Day, and that was performed by the Jerry Gibbs Thrasher Dream Trio. Not much thrashing going on there, a very straight-ahead version of On a Clear Day. Great trio, though. Jerry Gibbs on drums, Ron Carter on bass, and Kenny Barron on piano, along with special guest Roy Hargrove playing that muted trumpet. And that is to celebrate the beautiful weather, the clear days that we are going to have starting today and through the weekend. So that's great. Well, welcome, listeners. My name's Ken. You're listening to Friday Morning Jazz in the Groove. And I'm happy to be here for the premiere, I guess you'd say, of my regular show in this time slot. And I'll be splitting this Friday morning time spot with Spock. Jazz Officer Spock will be here every other Friday, and I'm going to take the alternating weeks. So hope you enjoy the show. As I said, we played a song to celebrate the beautiful weather that we're going to have this weekend. I want to continue on with a great standard song you're familiar with, I'm sure. This is Sunny by Pat Martino. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
All right, so we heard some music to celebrate the beautiful weather and the clear skies that we are having. Last thing you heard was from Jovan Alexander from his album Collective Consciousness. And we heard Stars in the Sky. And we'll see plenty of stars tonight, I believe, and Saturday night as well, as the weather is clear. Jovan Alexander, recent Hart School of Music graduate from the Jackie McLean Institute of Jazz. And all the musicians here graduated at within a few years of each other out of University of Hartford. So that group was Jovan Alexander on tenor saxophone, Andrew Renfro on guitar. And those guitar solos were pretty amazing in that last track. Tabor Gable on piano and Fender Rhodes, Matt Dwanzik on bass, and Jonathan Barber on drums. And that is a really fine album from a bunch of local musicians who have actually all moved on. Well, I think Jovan still resides here in the Hartford area, but the rest of those great players have gone on to New York City, where they are making a name for themselves in the New York City jazz scene, and they're doing pretty well. So I hope you enjoyed that. Before that, we heard from Pat Martino live, and in keeping with that theme, that was entitled Sunny. I'm sure you recognize that hit made popular back, I guess, in the late 60s or early 70s. But that was Pat Martino's rendition, another great guitarist. You're listening to In the Groove, Friday Morning Jazz. Let's continue on with some music. A new album by a great creative trio. These folks are the rhythm section for Wayne Shorter when Wayne Shorter goes on tour. And I think some of the most creative musicians out there. And this rhythm section put out an album of their own. And it's Danilo Perez, John Patitucci, and Brian Blade. The name of the album is Children of the Light. And we're going to hear a couple tracks from that. interesting. Brad Mehldau, solo piano. Of course, that track was the Nirvana classic hit Smells Like Teen Spirit, but done in a very unique manner by Brad Mehldau from a new release entitled 10 Years Solo Live on None Such Records. Brad Mehldau, of course, has a local connection here. Grew up in West Hartford and attended Hall High School before becoming very successful in his piano, jazz piano career, known both for his solo work, but mostly for his trio work, I think. A great trio pianist, Brad Mehldau, Smells Like Teen Spirit. Before that, we heard from Perez Patitucci and Blade, the rhythm section behind Wayne Shorter, but putting out a release of as their own unit without Wayne Shorter, and it's a really fine album. I've been listening to it quite a bit, and I really like it. Danilo Perez on piano, John Patitucci on bass, and Brian Blade on drums. Name of the album is Children of the Light. We heard two tracks. We started out the set by listening to Lumen, and then the beautiful ballad that followed that was Within Everything. All right, I'm going to play a set now of music that brings me back to the 70s and the early days of the fusion era. And all of the artists in the next four songs or so that I'm going to play have some relation to Return to Forever and Chick Corea's group. But different artists that have played in that Return to Forever group at various times. I hope you like this set. We're going to start up with Joe Farrell, great tenor sax player and flute player. I'm going to play a track from the album Joe Farrell Quartet. This is Follow Your Heart. Thank you.
Bye.
That was probably couldn't guess who that is unless you've heard it before. You think it would be Chick Corea and Return to Forever, but it's not. It's an earlier incarnation of that. That was Stan Getz from his album Captain Marvel. We heard the title track of that, a Chick Corea composition, and that one features Stan Getz on tenor sax, Stanley Clark on bass, Tony Williams killing it on the drums, and Chick Corea on piano. As I said, an earlier incarnation of Return to Forever, that quartet kind of morphed into what would be Return to Forever with the addition of Joe Farrell on tenor sax and Erto Moreira on drums and percussion. And that was a very interesting and pretty cool version of Chick Corea's Captain Marvel. That was recorded back in 1972, but put on the shelf and released a few years later. Okay, before that, we heard from Stanley Clark. We're doing kind of a Chick Corea Return to Forever retrospective, but some of the great artists that played with Chick Corea and collaborated with him on these other albums. So, as I said, we heard Stanley Clark's album, Bass, and the name of the album is Children of Forever, and we heard Bass Folk Song. And let's get the personnel on that one. That's Stanley Clark on bass, Chick Corea on piano, Lenny White on drums, Pat Martino on electric guitar, Arthur Webb on the flute. Yes. All right, and before that, we started out that set with Follow Your Heart from Joe Farrell's quartet. And a beautiful piece there featuring John McLaughlin on guitar, as well as, of course, Joe Farrell on tenor sax, and Jack DeJeanette on drums, and Dave Holland on bass. Also on that album is Chick Corea on piano, but not on that track. And let's see, that was recorded back in 1970 and released in 1970 as well. We're going to keep in that vein, but we're going to fast forward to a brand new album by Stanley Clark. It's actually by Stanley Clark, Borelli LaGreene, and Jean-Luc Ponty. And the name of the album is D-Strings. We're going to hear Stretch.
Thank you.
We are rocking out here on Friday Morning Jazz at WWUH. I hope you dug that. That was Chick Corea and Return to Forever from the album Where Have I Known You Before? Let's see, that goes back to 1974 and still rocks out today, I think you would agree. That is a great group there, the classic Chick Corea Return to Forever, the electric version of Return to Forever, featuring Chick Corea on electric piano and all sorts of keyboards and synthesizers. Al Di Meola was screaming on electric guitar, Stanley Clark on bass, and Lenny White on drums. And that was a Lenny White composition called The Shadow of Lowe.